You don't want to go and dirty water, sea water, or people say sea water, you ain't gonna battle. So don't go messing around. If you see a sign and say avoid swimming in that area, just avoid swimming in the area. I've seen people who try to defy the people's instruction and go out and get themselves in difficulty. And these are adults I'm talking about, not even young persons. So let us try to avoid these things. I mean, like I said, the holiday season is on, and we want for persons to go through the holiday season without any incidents.
That was the voice of operations officer at the Coast Guard base at Kalyakwa, Lieutenant Commander Emmanuel John, urging persons to always pay close attention to safety signs at the beach. Speaking to NBC News, Lieutenant Commander John shares some safety tips for persons to enjoy a safe Christmas season. John is urging persons to avoid alcohol at the beach in order to keep a clear head to stay safe and alert. He also notes the importance of life jackets and adhering to the required boat in return guidelines.
Once you use alcohol, you impair your judgment and you figure you're a superhero and you try to do super things. So try to avoid alcohol when you're going on a boat next question. If you can't swim, we advocate that you wear a life jacket. It is not going to hurt you, but it's for your own safety. If you fall overboard and you're wearing a life jacket, once you're wearing it properly, you would float and somebody would recover you. So you're going out on your excursions. Let somebody know that you're going out. There's a required time, port and excursions especially, for you to be back in port. You should be back in port for 6 o'clock. If something happens, you know, you don't return by that time, somebody would be able to raise the alert.
He is urging parents and guardians to never leave children unsupervised, even in shallow areas at the beach.
Sending kids with other kids. You see, young persons, an adult is there, or say adolescents who is responsible, must be a responsible person. You go there and you keep your eye on them, because children, especially young children, as soon as they see the water, they're just innocent and they will definitely head towards the water. I've been on the beach and seen an adult with a back turn, messing with a cell phone, and the child got into difficulty. We have to pull the child from the water. So once you go there with any young person, you have to keep an eye on them, supervise them properly.
John further notes the importance of persons learning to swim.
Every person learn to swim, because it could be helpful. I mean, at some point you're going to find yourself on the beach, but it'll be helpful if persons, especially younger ones growing up now, learn to swim. As I say, we are surrounded completely by water. At some point we're going to find ourselves going there. Don't want to go and just sit down on the sand. Ain't no fun. So you go out and you learn to swim.
Lieutenant Commander Emmanuel John, operations officer at the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Coast Guard Service Base at Kalyakwa. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.